Why don't I ask the question?
You want the questions?
All right. I'm well known for being a Desperate Housewives, but I've never actually made it to housewife status in this film. That's true. I have not. I did not get to make it to housewife. I play Kate in this movie over her dead body. And she's a woman who dies on her wedding day in a very funny way. And she's not quite ready to move on. So she continues to haunt her fiancé, played by Paul Rudd, until he starts to date someone new who happens to be a psychic / clairvoyant. So she spends the entire movie trying to sabotage it.
Now, is there anybody in particular you would ever want to come back and haunt?
Well, I would totally haunt Tony. I mean, hello.
Too right.
I would haunt Tony. I would not.
Just not in a big game.
Yes, and not in a game. I would help him. I would put the ball in the basket every time.
I love the fact that he plays for a team called Spurs. Over here we have a football team, soccer team called Spurs, which is my team.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I sort of almost support them by default.
Yeah, by default. Yeah. That's good, but they're the champions, so that's a good default team.
Well, hopefully we're going to be soon. We're in a cup final. So.
Oh, good.
Now, the film is out in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a big love theme in it.
Mm-hmm.
Albeit that it's pretty tough love from your character,
yeah,
as we said.
It's a love triangle, just one person's dead.
Yes. What does love mean to you? Obviously, you've just got married. So.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Love means commitment to me, commitment to each other, commitment to marriage, commitment to family. Love is commitment for me.
And we mentioned there about Desperate Housewives. Obviously, our series starts really soon. Is there anything sort of upcoming for Gabby?
Well, yeah, a lot of stuff. Gabby, you know, gets married in the season finale, so you pick up where she's having an affair with Carlos and Victor, so she has a bit of a love triangle going on, and it gets really sticky and crazy and fun. And then we only got to do 9 episodes because of the writer's strike, so you have to savor every one.
Yeah, you said recently that you sort of dismissed the pregnancy rumors because you'd been eating whilst that...
I've been eating the whole strike. If anything, the strike should end so I can stop eating. but no, I'm not pregnant, no.
Well, listen, I need to do a very quick quiz with you just to see whether or not you are, in fact, an angel or a little devil.
Great.
Truthful answers to these, please.
Oh, fine.
Tony gets home from a tough game. Do you A, tell him not to dump his kit on the floor before ordering him to make dinner? Or do you B, say, never mind, dear, there's always the next one and you're bound to win that, then pour him an ice cold drink and give him a neck rub?
I do that, actually. I'm actually that wife. He gets home and I have dinner ready and I give him a foot rub because it's usually his foot or his knee that hurts, and I bring him dinner so he can eat. Yes.
You're a good wife.
No, I'm total 50s wife.
I was so too late.
I believe in the catering to the husband and making sure he's comfortable, and Tony's pretty spoiled.
And also, Nicolette Sheridan has just come back from lunch with Michael Bolton.
Uh-huh.
In her teeth, you spot a slither of spinach.
Yep.
Do you A, take her to one side and tell her, because she's your friend and obviously you'd want her to do the same for you.
Yes.
Or do you leave it there? Serves her right for having spinach in the first place.
No, of course. I would probably get it out for her.
Ooh.
Yes. That's how close we are, Nicolette and I.
Well, I've got to say... You are actually a proper angel.
Thank you.
You are, really.
Thank you. Do angels have wings?
Not necessarily. No, they can be a vision of whatever you need them to be.
I believe they have wings.
Oh, no.
You should ask your listeners. Let's do. I want you to call in and tell us if you think angels have wings.
Fantastic. Listen, Eva, thank you ever so much. I love the film. I thought
good.
It was brilliant. It's the
good
perfect.
You're not just lying to me.
It is the perfect movie to go and take a date to for Valentine's.
Perfect. It's a perfect date movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Take your date.
I would. If I had one.
Okay, we're going to do a contest for that. Contest if you want a date. then just call in.
Are you in London alone? Eva, thank you.